The report today, inflation is easing. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 28th day of July. Thanks for being here, everybody. In other news, yes, the markets did react to that recent data point, and we'll tell you about that. So you cut ties with Kanye, but you're still selling those sneakers? Coming soon to North Carolina, a new Vietnamese manufacturing company will tell you what they're going to build. The grocery business is tough. Ask Amazon Fresh. We've got the Wall Street Report, and where have all the Threads users gone? For the interview, we'll travel to Myerstown, Pennsylvania, for a chat about a family-owned business that's crushing it in the world of agriculture and construction parts. Our guest is Jake Walmer from Wingers of Myerstown. But first, the news.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you're spending time to learn a little bit more about the world of business with us this afternoon. And by the way, you want to follow us on Twitter, we're still there. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. And over at Threads, it's Insight on Business. Well, on Friday, we got more data on inflation and how it's continued to trend downward. A price gauge closely monitored by the Fed rose just 3% in June from a year earlier. That was down from a 3.8% annual increase back in May. Although still above the Fed's 2% inflation target, it's still trending in the right direction. On a monthly basis, prices rose 0.2% from May to June, up slightly from 0.1% the previous month. So what's going on? Well, the AP is reporting that last month's sharp slowdown in year-over-year inflation largely reflected falling gas prices as well as milder increases in grocery costs. With supply chains having largely healed from post-pandemic disruptions, the costs of new and used cars, furniture, and appliances also fell in June. And on that bit of news, we watched the markets rally and end the day in the green. Details, I'll have those for you in just a bit. So the question is, if you break ties with Ye, once known as Kanye West, how is it that you're selling his high-end sneakers, Adidas? You got an answer to that? Well, yeah, sort of. The inventory is unsold items that Adidas already has in stock. The company cut ties with Ye back in October after he made anti-Semitic and other offensive remarks online and in interviews. And that left Adidas holding $1.3 billion worth of unsold Yeezys and searching for a responsible way to dispose of them. The Associated Press is reporting that Adidas CEO Bjørn Gulden said that selling the popular sneakers and donating some of the profits was the best solution to deal with the unsold inventory and make a difference. He said the company spoke with non-governmental organizations and groups that were harmed by Yeezy's comments and actions. Part of the profits from the sales of the Yeezy shoes will go to the Anti-Defamation League and the Filonese and Keita Floyd Institute for Social Change. That's run by social justice advocate Filonese Floyd, the brother of George Floyd. Shoes sold directly by Adidas in North America will include blue square pins established by Robert Kraft's foundation to combat anti-Semitism as a symbol of solidarity in rejecting anti-Semitism, said the company. Now you know how they're selling those shoes. More electric vehicles are going to be built, and this time in North Carolina, as a Vietnamese company broke ground on a plant that will soon employ some 7,500 workers. VinFast announced last year it would build its first manufacturing facility outside of Vietnam in Chatham County. That's about 30 miles southwest of Raleigh. The planned $4 billion investment would also create North Carolina's first car manufacturing plant and North Carolina's largest ever state-backed economic development project as far as job creation. All of that according to local news outlets. North Carolina had missed out on some car plants over the years to other southeastern states. VinFast, which makes fully electric SUVs, aims to open up in 2025, and that manufacturing and assembly plant is going to have an initial capacity of 150,000 vehicles annually. McDonald's is going back to the future, so to speak, with a new restaurant concept featuring an out-of-this-world mascot. Eat This, Not That is reporting that the new restaurant concept will ditch the golden arches and will take inspiration from a decades-old alien mascot. Seems fitting now that the U.S. House is investigating UFOs, right? The new concept is named after Cosmic, a fictional six-armed McDonald's alien character that appeared in ads in the 1980s and 1990s. McDonald's CEO Chris Kempczinski told investors during an earnings call that Cosmic will be a small-format concept with all the DNA of McDonald's but with its own unique personality. End quote. Whatever in the heck that might mean. The company plans to test the new restaurant brand in a small handful of sites in a limited geography beginning early next year. Well, Amazon is learning fast that the grocery business can be a very tough vertical. CNBC is reporting that Amazon is set to lay off hundreds of workers at fresh grocery stores. The company is eliminating the zone lead position. That's a store-level management position with responsibilities in individual departments that include oversight and employee training. The layoffs will impact hundreds of employees who will see their last day on the job on Tuesday. That's according to the Washington Post. Employees have been offered other packages within the company or a severance package. U.S. stock indexes finished higher on Friday, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500 closing out their third winning week in a row, bolstered by better-than-expected earnings from mega-cap technology companies and hopes that the Federal Reserve will tame inflation by hiking interest rates aggressively without causing a recession. The Dow Industrials rose by 176 points, or 0.5%, to end at 35,459, posting a weekly gain of 0.7%. The S&P 500 advanced 1%, while the NASDAQ Composite rose over 2% for the week. Meanwhile, consumer spending rose 0.5% in June, a sign of confidence as inflation eased again and the U.S. economy continues to grow. West Texas Intermediate crude that gained 85 cents to close at $80.67 a barrel. And finally, there is this. And this is about the new social media site, Threads, from Meta. Meta is searching for ways to retain Threads users after more than half of the people who initially signed up bailed within weeks of the app's launch. At a company town hall, CEO Mark Zuckerberg told employees that the drop in users was normal and that retention was, in fact, better than executives had expected. He added that it would improve once Meta adds features like a search function and a desktop app. Meta is also looking at retention-driving hooks, such as making sure people who are on the Instagram app can see important threads, said Chief Product Officer Chris Cox. Us? Yeah, we're on Threads. You can find us at Insight on Business. All right, stick around for the interview. That's a bit of a nostalgic look at a family-owned company that is crushing it when it comes to construction and agricultural parts. My guest is Jake Walmer, part of the family of Wingers of Myerstown, Pennsylvania. It's good stuff, and thanks for listening.